The new year brings changes to the leadership at Saratoga County, and the moves are highlighting divides within county government. The Saratoga County Board of Supervisors held its organizational meeting for 2021 on Wednesday. With the new year came the selection of a new county board chair, with a weighted majority of supervisors choosing Moreau supervisor Todd Kuzniers, a Republican.
And quite frankly, I think the Board of Supervisors were looking for someone that would effectively lead the county, and I think that's why my name was put forward.
The selection of Kuzniers, however, was a break from a long-standing tradition of the chair of the Law and Finance Committee of the previous year being put forward and voted into the board chair position. Greenfield supervisor Dan Pemrick, a Republican, had been in line to be nominated for board chair before the selection of Kuzniers. And that break from tradition angered some on the board, including Waterford supervisor Jack Lawler, also a Republican.
You don't see a lot of political infighting in Saratoga County because we have a very stable structure of government. At least we did. And now, apparently, that's been tossed out the window.
Reached by WAMC, Pemrick said he did not take personal offense to the decision and said he looks forward to working with the board in the new year. Lawler said the approach taken by the weighted majority of supervisors, officials from larger towns have more influence than those of smaller communities, perpetuates a feeling that the larger towns know best. Others defend the move, including Democrat Tara Gaston of Saratoga Springs, who gaveled Wednesday's meeting.
This was the first time in a long time that there was actually open and honest discussion in this process, and we were able to truly elect a chair to drive us forward over the next year, not just based on longevity and political party.
Gaston said that she had issues with the way county business was conducted over the last year and used an example of when the first case of COVID-19 was confirmed in the county last March. She said herself and other supervisors from larger communities had wanted to call a special meeting, which was denied.
Despite the fact that we had, at that time, nearly 70% of the weighted vote of the county, the chairman refused to call a meeting, and we could not get a whole number majority of the board to meet, to get a special meeting.
Last spring, a county committee's plan to pay county staff overtime in the early days of the pandemic, including administrators, was later scaled back, but the process drew criticism from the public and from within the county board itself. Kuzniers was one of the supervisors alarmed at the overtime issue. One of the first acts of the new year was to replace County Administrator Spencer Helwig. The longtime Saratoga County employee will be replaced by Steve Bulger, a familiar face in local Republican politics who is wrapping up his tenure as Regional Administrator for the Federal Small Business Administration. Lawler criticized the removal of Helwig.
Man worked for the Saratoga County, did a fantastic job for 33 years. And I think he was treated shabbily to be fired without anyone having the courage of their convictions to say why he was fired.
Kuzniers praised Bulger's incredible amount of experience in federal, state, and local government. He also offered some praise for Helwig.
I would like to thank him for his over three decade years of service to the county and the county's residents, and I wish him well in all his future endeavors.
As part of a four-item plan to deal with the COVID pandemic, Kuzniers plans to address one issue he was most critical of from both inside county government and with the public.
The fourth item that I touched on was communication. Communication with the public and communication with our county employees.
Kuzniers says he plans to hold regular press conferences with the public. Along with the establishment of three new committees, another change was made to increase participation, eliminating a requirement that members of the public sign up 24 hours in advance to provide comment at county meetings. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.